A new dawn approaches Cullenwood as an age-old evil prepares to wage its final battle against the Collins family. For one man must deliver an innocent into the jaws of death or pay a terrible price. Meanwhile, in the nearby town of Collinsport, a woman faces a choice that could change her destiny forever.
Who's there? Where am I?
Today's the day.
Yes, it's the day we've all been waiting for.
Stop it! Tell me why I'm here.
Because it's your special day.
Barnabas?
You'll make a lovely bride, Mrs. Griffin.
Mrs. Collins from now on, David.
Why are you all here? No, wait!
Oh, we wouldn't miss it for the world!
You're all mad! What's so funny?
You're going to be a part of the family!
That's right, my dear Susan. We're going to be together.
No! I can't!
But it's what you want. We'll be husband and wife.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of God. We gather to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony.
Wait, Quentin, I can't marry you.
It's too late.
You're hurting me.
Then stop struggling.
And who giveth this bride away?
I will.
Ed?
And good riddance.
Ed, please.
This is what you wanted, Susan.
And does anyone have any just cause or reason why these two may not be wed?
Oh, me, I do.
Me first.
No, me.
Then speak now or forever hold your peace.
She can't be married because she's dead.
Quentin, no.
Stand still. You'll honor and obey me.
Your hands, why are they so cold?
Can't you work it out?
You're dead too.
She understands. Oh, you'll fit in so well.
The new Mrs. Quentin Collins. Dearly beloved, dearly departed.
Stop clapping! Stop it!
Welcome to the Collins family, Susan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?